If you want to know the importance of this story, you go back to the story of Moses in Old Testament. When Moses is talking to God, God will ask him, what is that you have in your hand? And Moses starts to talk about it a lot. Why? It's just a stick, no? No, Moses will say, this is something that I rely upon. First of all, I lean on. Then, this is something that I will take the green leaves for my ships to have. This is the thing that I could fight the wolf, and so on. He will go on, right? With all this, what is going on? Imagine, it's not very difficult. Imagine you are a believer and you don't think that these are serious stories. Why Moses and God should talk a lot about this stick? Later, we'll see that all this stick is very important because this stick will become the dragon if left alone. If you take it back, you grab its neck, Moses will grab its neck, then it's something to lean on, right? This is something in that story we know. In the story of Rumi, later you will see, you will say, the leg of the logical people is like a wooden stick. It doesn't work very well. But with the wording, he's talking about the istidlal. Istidlal means proving something. And say these logical people, they prove something with a wooden leg. Of course, if you cannot walk, you better have a stick to lay upon, but you better learn to walk. Later he will say, if you're blind, you need this. But remember, if you find someone with the eyes, it's better to lean on him, not this. So this stick is logic to Rumi. And what is to Moses? What is that stick in the hand of the Moses? Do you know something that if you drop it, it will become a dragon in you? Your ego. Nafs. That's nafs al-ammare. You let it go, it will order you to do something. Only the Moses, when confirmed from God, means only your spirit could grab the neck of this dragon, then it become a stick, a useful one. You could do good thing with it, if it is in the hand of your Moses. If not, if your Moses is outrun by your fellowship and your mutafarain, then there is that dragon. The dragon that will eat all those logical apples that they made. Because what the trick is with the magician of Pharaoh is logical argument. A rope transformed to a serpent. You know that serpent is Satan. What is Satan?
The most logical one.
The most logical, knowledgeable fellow. He knows everything. Satan is knowledge. That's why he was the closest to God for so many years. One mistake. Looking at the skin again. When he looked to the Adam, like the parrot, he saw the surface. He didn't see the breath in the Adam. He didn't catch the spirit in the human being. With that mistake, he has to live with you. That's the worst punishment he received, to be in me to the eternity. To me that he didn't like, to me that he thought I'm worse than him, and all that. Right? So, look at the magic and look at the outcome. Magic and trick, they look alike because they're difficult to understand, but they are not the same.
Whatever a man does, the ape at every moment does the same thing that he sees done by the man. He thinks, I have acted like him. How should that quarrelsome looking one know the difference? This one acts by the command of God, and the apish imitator for the sake of quarreling and rivalry.
That God, where is this coming from? Because in Persian that doesn't exist. And it's better without it. Because he's talking now about a monkey and a human. And the human doing something, monkey is doing the same and thinking that I did the same. He said, no, it's not the same. This, the fellow is doing it because of Amr, which is order and order. Remember, and the large order, Amr. Order ruh min Amr Rabbi. That Amr, we said, there is another universe. We call it the order of God. And ruh is there. So this human being is doing it because of the spirit in him, and the monkey is doing it just for the challenge. Istize in Persian could be interpreted to challenge. The imitator will do it as a challenge. The fellow is doing it because of the spirit. These are two different things. Because challenge is opposition, but spirit is out of position. It's surrendering to God. Yes?
Pour dust on the heads of those who have quarrelsome faces. That hypocrite joins in ritual prayer with a conformist for quarreling's sake, not for supplication. In prayer and fasting and pilgrimage and almsgiving, the true believers are with the hypocrite in victory and defeat. Victory in the end is to the true believers. Upon the hypocrite, defeat in the state hereafter. Although both are intent on one game, in relation to each other, they are the man of Merv and the man of Ray. Each one goes to his abiding place. Each one fares according to his name. If he be called a true believer, his soul rejoices. And if you say hypocrite, he becomes filled with fire.
Here he is trying to do another thing. This part is a little bit difficult. Because he prepared everything. Right? First, the story of the parrot. He said, comparison could be superficial. It's no good. Then he compared, he said, by that I mean, do not take the human being as the same. There are exceptional human beings. And when we talk about that exception, do not use that word of usually. Now, he's talking about something else. Another step further, he said, when you call someone mu'min, believer, that someone will become happy. When you call someone kafir, that fellow becomes unhappy. Amazingly, it goes for everyone. That kafir who is non-believer, when we call him kafir, he doesn't like it. Why? Somebody is sitting down and is non-believer. And I will point out and say, this fellow is non-believer. The fellow is a little bit offended because I was not politically correct. Why? He says, because there is something behind it. That word we are using, it doesn't have a taste, the word. But the meaning in it is poisonous. That's why everybody will hate it. If you are looking at these teachings, word by word, literally, you don't see what's happening beneath these sayings. And the value here is what I'm trying to put beneath these wordings and my poetry. Because the poetry, the characters, and the language by itself is not very important. It's just a tune. It's important that what's beneath that, the thought, the heart beneath it. Yes, Peter?